Today, we Dominicans celebrate a memorial of three early nuns of our order, Blessed Diana, Blessed Cecilia, and Blessed Amata. The readings are from our Dominican lectionary, and the first reading is from the Book of Revelation. I, John, heard what sounded like a loud song of a great assembly in heaven. They were singing, Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God. A voice coming from the throne cried out, Praise our God, all you his servants, the small and the great who revere him. Then I heard what sounded like the shouts of a great crowd, or the roaring of the deep, or mighty peals of thunder, as they cried, Alleluia! The Lord is King, our God, the Almighty. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For this is the wedding day of the Lamb. His bride has prepared herself for the wedding. She has been given a dress to wear made of finest linen, brilliant white. The linen dress is the virtuous deeds of God's saints. The angel then said to me, Write this down. Happy are they who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. This is the word of the Lord. The response for today's liturgy is from the 63rd Psalm. The response verse is, My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. You are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts. Like the water, parched and lifeless, like the earth, parched and lifeless, and without water. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Our reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The reign of God can be likened to 10 bridesmaids who took their torches and went out to welcome the groom. 5 of them were foolish, while the other 5 were sensible. The foolish ones, in taking their torches, brought no oil along. But the sensible ones took flasks of oil as well as their torches. The groom delayed his coming, so they all began to nod, then to fall asleep. At midnight, someone shouted, The groom is here! Come out and greet him! At the outcry, all the virgins woke up and got their torches ready. The foolish ones said to the sensible, Give us some of your oil. Our torches are going out. But the sensible ones replied, No, there may not be enough for you and us. You had better go out to the dealers and buy yourselves some. While they went off to buy it, the groom arrived, and the ones who were ready went into the wedding with him. Then the door was barred. Later the other bridesmaids came back. Master, Master, they cried, open the door for us. But he answered, I tell you, I do not know you. The moral is, keep your eyes open, for you do not know the day or the hour. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today a memorial of Blessed Diana, Cecilia, and Amata, because they were early friends of St. Dominic himself. They were attracted to the apostolic, evangelical way of life that Dominic talked about. Diana de Andalo was a member of the powerful and influential Carbonese family in northern Italy. Her family was a wealthy family in Bologna. And like many families of the age, they were not at all happy that their daughter wanted to become a nun, because one of a family's greatest assets was its daughter, was its daughters. The family could make profitable and arrangements for their marriage that would advance the family fortunes. The family was quite violently opposed to Diana's intentions, and they were so opposed that they even tried to keep the Dominicans from building a friary in the town of Bologna. When Diana made her vow to St. Dominic to enter religious life, they would not allow it. Later, she ran away and tried to enter an Augustinian monastery. The family followed her, took her out forcefully, so forcefully that they broke her arm, and took her back home. It wasn't until after Dominic's death that Blessed Jordan, the second master of the order, who formed a deep and lasting spiritual friendship with Diana, that he was able to persuade the family to allow the order to build a monastery for Diana and her companions, those who would join her, in the area of Bologna. There were four sisters originally, and Jordan tried to find sisters from Pruy, the original Dominican monastery for contemplative women, to come and assist the newer sisters in getting started. But the sisters from Pruy never arrived. Then he went to the Sisters of San Sisto convent in Rome, and there he was successful in getting a number of the sisters, including Cecilia and Amata, to come from Rome to Bologna to help Diana get her new monastery started. The gospel from today's Mass is chosen because it is appropriate for Diana and her companions. She was disillusioned, as many were in the 13th century, with the low state of religious life. She desired to help the church renew itself by giving herself to prayer. She certainly, as she listened, as she watched, was able to recognize in Dominic someone who could guide her, and in Jordan. She would be one of the sensible virgins who kept her torch burning, in spite of the objections of her family, kept her torch burning, waiting for the bridegroom to arrive, as he did in the persons of St. Dominic and Blessed Jordan. The first reading gives us the outline of a vision of what the type of life Diana wanted was like, a life still lived in monasteries of contemplative nuns throughout the world. Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God. Praise our God, all you His servants, the small and the great, who revere Him. That is the contemplative vocation, to recognize God's glory, to recognize God's blessings, and to devote one's life to praising those blessings. Dominican nuns are influenced by our Dominican awareness of grace, of the presence of God in our world through grace, and are especially inspired by the idea that recognizing God's presence, God's grace, we are called to a continual prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of praise. But of the three selections for today's readings, it is perhaps the responsorial psalm that is most appropriate. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. I will bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. the contemplative soul is one which thirsts for God, which makes thirsting for God the center of its life. Contemplatives are no better or no worse than anyone else. They are particular in the Church's vocation because they devote themselves to developing the thirst and, to cite the Gospel, the watchfulness of those who firmly believe that God's kingdom is coming but is already here, that the feast is already being celebrated, and it is their call to enjoy that feast. For those of us who might find the contemplative way of life difficult to understand, impossible to imagine for ourselves, we must also recognize that we are all called to recognize God's love, to recognize God's grace, and to devote our lives, as each one of us can, to praising and blessing God. We pray today that Diana, Cecilia, and Amata may give us help and be a source of inspiration in our lives as we continue to thirst for the Lord our God.